You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. A 160-year-old inn built on the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore is expected to reopen next year after being closed since the 1970s. The National Park Service announced they would be leasing the property to the nonprofit Balancing Environment and Rehabilitation, or BEAR. Maggie Cato, president of BEAR, spoke with me about the project. So, first of all, what made you guys decide you wanted to revitalize the Sleeping Bear Inn?
Well, it really wasn't something we had set out to do. My husband and I worked together for the past 15 years at Genesee County Habitat for Humanity. And we were set upon a kind of a retirement plan in 2020. We knew that we were going to retire from that work. And in 2017, we kind of stumbled across an article about the inn, about the Sleeping Bear Inn, and the possibility of, having somebody renovate it. And all things kind of came together after that. We knew that we wanted to do something after retirement, but we really did not envision anything quite that big. But it just, all things kind of came together. And then our construction supervisor, who worked closely with us at Habitat for Humanity as well, was looking for retirement, and we thought, well, this now makes the perfect team to put together to do this work.
So this building's actually been closed since the 70s. How much work needs to go into the inn in order for you guys to open it next year like you're planning?
A lot. It's in relatively good shape, and I think that's what we were also drawn to. So you can look at it from the outside and say, oh, well, that's interesting and that looks good, but until you get inside, and once we did get inside and we were able to look at the bones of it, we thought this is a very viable project. It's been very well preserved. The National Park Service has done a wonderful job of preserving it. However, all things need to be added. There is no plumbing, there's no electrical, there's no heating, so all of those things have to be added. And some modernization needs to be done while yet preserving its historic character so that people will, invited to stay. There's no bathrooms in there right now on the second floor except for one, actually two, but we would want to make sure that people are staying in accommodations on the second floor of the inn that have their own baths and that type of thing.
So what goals do you guys have for the inn?
So for the garage space, it's actually two-story. There's sleeping rooms above, and we intend to divide that space into two kind of suite apartments that the innkeepers will stay at. We will serve as innkeepers, and then we'll stay at that in the beginning phases of the work. And then eventually we would want to rent those spaces as well for visitors. But the garage portion will stay as a storage or garage or, that's the intended use for that. And then the inn, we are hoping to have one accessible unit on the first floor that's fully accessible. And then on the second floor, seven additional rooms with private baths. But the footprint, we won't change. The exterior of the building will look very, very much the same. There's very little we will do to the outside of the building that you wouldn't notice. It's still the same building. We will not change very much about that first floor except to make it accessible so people can visit the dining rooms and the parlors. But the layout of the rooms will stay on the first floor, will stay basically the same as they were and are.
Do you guys have any plans for green construction or using environmentally friendly methods?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's very important to us. And in fact, we have prided ourselves in our past work for zero waste construction. So, finding everything that a place for everything that, to minimize space in the landfill. And that's how we'll operate the inn as well. We want to use as few single-use plastics and those types of things as well. We'll have a very robust recycling program. But we are also interested in trying to implement some wind or solar energy as well. So that's one of the things that that's important for us for the sustainability. So when we talk about sustainable construction, that is something that's paramount on our mind.
And I understand you guys already have some plans for proceeds from the inn once it gets up and running. What do you guys have in mind?
All profits from the inn after expenses will go back into the village of Glen Haven to maintain the inn, and then to make improvements throughout the village so that that the whole village people will feel immersed in the feel of that old frontier town, that old cordwood station on Lake Michigan.
So what are the next steps on this project to get it up and running?
So we are fairly through the planning phases of what needs to be done. And then the National Park Service will need to do an appraisal on the inn. And after the appraisal is completed, a lease will be drafted. And once the lease is drafted and executed, we will start shovels in the ground renovation.
Maggie Cato, thank you so much for taking the time to answer a few questions about this project. I really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you.